AI-5, you see what I'm saying?
KDAC, repeater. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
AI-5, for voice.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
AI-5, is he listening? AI-5, is he listening?
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
KE8WPY, KE8WPY.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
CQ, KE8WPY.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Savara Monday Night Net. We'll take pre-net check-ins at this time for a couple of minutes. Pre-net check-ins for the Savara Net. Call now.
This is 58 Delta Whiskey, Dave, Saginaw County. No traffic.
This. Hello, Charlie 8. Here at Delta Lima, Ron Bay City. No traffic, Ron.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Any other check-ins for the Savara pre-nets? Savara Monday Night pre-net, call now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, stand by everyone. We'll start the net in a couple of minutes. This is KC8YVF. Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. And I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 1047.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. From the pre-net, we had W8DW and KC8SDL. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
KD8MMH on Echo Link and short time.
Okay, I got you, Mike. Any other short time mobile or in and out stations? Call now. Okay, we'll go on to Echo Link. Do I have any Echo Link stations? Please call net now. Okay, we'll continue to our regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, call net control now. This is
NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Zero, Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is KDA-DAZ, Minnie, Burke, no traffic.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ. Dave, Bay City, I will be in and out.
Okay, from our regular check-ins, I have NADUI, NAKPR, KDAPAZ, and KEAPCQ. Dave, you, I have you as in and out. Thank you for joining us this evening. Any other regular check-ins, call now. Okay, we're going to go to Mike, KD8MMA, short time, and then we'll start at the top of the list. Go right ahead, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, KD8MMH, thanks, Ron. I'll just make this quick and get out of here. Sent an email out today reminding everyone of our board meeting this Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the Big B Coffee on Bay Road just north of Shattuck. Seems though we don't have a July club meeting, and we've got a couple things to discuss before our August meeting. We'll be doing a board meeting on Wednesday night. So that's the only announcement I had, and like I said, I'm on EchoLink, so... with that, we'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and we'll see you Wednesday night. KD8MMH, back to you, Ron. Thanks for getting me in there.
All right, Mike, thanks for the information. Thanks for the reminder. I have it on the calendar, but I'm not in a mindset to remember on a Wednesday night, so we'll be there. All right, top of the list, we're going to go to WADW, standby, KC8SDL. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KC8YVF, WADW. Okay, a lot of stuff going on. We went camping, and we spent some time up in the UP, went to Tuckfallen Falls, and went to Whitefish Point, and just a lot of walking anyway. Had fun up there. Come home and been trying to unpack and get everything back to normal again. So that's about my story. So we were going to activate the Parks of the Air, but we did not do it this time. So anyway, a lot of people up at the state park up there. That's all I got, and this will be my only one there, Ron. So I'll just say 73 is catching everyone down the lawn, and thanks for doing it. KC8YVF, W8DW.
All right, Dave, I'm glad you had a good time up north camping there. Me, I was, again, home working on things around the house on Saturday. Sunday, we had, my son-in-law had a race out in Owosso, so we left, had to be out there by about 2:30. Didn't get back home till almost 9 o'clock, so it was a long day out there. He didn't have his regular guys with him, the rest of the team. It was just him, so I volunteered his pit crew, helped him out the best I could. So my daughter and two grandkids were also part of the pit crew, and myself, but he's got also you know, some of the other racers and that if he needed help, helped out as well. So that's a good thing. Had a lot of fun, but it was a hot one. Most of the time the races are later in the evening, start at 6 o'clock and go to about 10 out in Birch Run, but out in Owosso this was a mid-afternoon, started at 3 o'clock, and so it was right at the height of the heat, and it was, the sun was a-baking you, that's for sure, so that was fun, but it was hot. All right, next up on the list, KC8SDL and standby NADUI.
Good evening, Ron. KCYVF in the group. You and Charlie Houston, Dunkley, and Robin Bay City. Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's a pretty good weekend. I did a lot of preparatory work. I'm going to West France, as you guys all know, for the Pioneer Power Gas Engine Tractor Show. I'm going to go up late Wednesday afternoon to get set up, and I'll get my exhibit set up and everything, and my tent pitched, and hopefully we won't have much rain to haul Hilton there, but I hear it might just be, I don't know if rain, nothing to watch out, so this is the first time it's been set up in rain. Other than that, on the 6th of July here, Mike, paid a visit to the Ancient Museum, to the Railroad Museum, saying, oh, it's kind of neat. He hung out with us for a few hours and got to see me fire up a couple locomotives, or actually one locomotive. We made a move with it. He enjoyed that. It was really nice he was there. And unfortunately, we had an incident. Somebody tried to set fire to one of our old wooden boxcars. Luckily, the neighbor across the street seen it, called the museum director, and said, no, we're not doing any burning. So the fire department was called. They got it out and everything, but yeah, you could see they even found a lighter right next to the boxcar where they tried to, light it off there. So yeah, it's a shame, Ron. Vandalism I have no use for, but no damage or anything, just but they did get it to burn a little bit. So other than that, like I said, I'm looking forward to the Pioneer Power Tractor Show up at West France. That's next week, 18th to the 20th of July here. So, okay, I hope the weather's going to be pretty good. Yeah, right now my phone shows 81 degrees. I can believe it. It's hotter than 80s out there. So, it's tough why I'm not running my Heathkit or Wonderful Swan. I'm running my Kenwood. 3 tubes versus 20. A lot better with only 3 tubes versus 20. But it's too dead burn hot. Okay, I hand it back to you, Ron. Be around for the second ground. KC, YVF in the group. You old Charlie, Susan, Leon. Take it away, Ron.
All right, Rob. Yeah, have fun at the show there in West Branch. So that should be a lot of fun. And sorry about the boxcar and that. Yeah, people just can't leave things alone. That's for sure. It's always something going on. It's too bad that those things have to happen in that. And yeah, for me, Saturday, today we were supposed to have new windows put in the house. So Saturday we spent most of the day moving things, taking down blinds out of the windows, moving things outside, moving furniture to get things away from the windows so they could do the installation and that. And the guys were supposed to be here about 8 o'clock. They got here about 8:45, just two of them. They backed the trailer in, and they said, okay, let's come in and take a check, make sure these are going to fit. And they started measuring the windows to what they had on the sheet, and every one of the windows was anywhere from a half to three-quarters of an inch, somewhere in there, too large for the opening. So nothing got installed today. They had to go back to the company and have all 14 windows remade in the correct sizes. So they said, yeah, the guy that measured for you came measure these. He no longer works for the company. He messed too many up. Well, he messed up our job as well. So I took today off from work. I spent today afterwards putting the house back together. So reinstalling the blinds, putting all the furniture back. We're still not at that point where everything's back. So we'll be another day or so. I'm back to work tomorrow. So when I get home, Thursday will be the next day because I'm gone tomorrow night, and we got the board meeting on Wednesday. So Thursday will be my next chance to help my wife try and get things back in order around here. And probably in another month or so, we got to do this all over again. So not looking forward to that. All right, next up on the list, NADUI, standby NAKPR. Good evening, Tom.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. This is NAEUI. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Very warm day today, very warm evening. I was outside just a little while ago, and it's still muggy out there, really. But it's summertime, and that's the way it is. And It's the middle of July, and the summer is, as far as I'm concerned, the summer is moving very, very fast. So, just want to make the best of it. Not too much on this end. Over the weekend, I was operating the International Amateur Radio Union HF World Championship Contest sideband. It started Friday evening, and I was operating on and off. I'd operate for a little while on Saturday afternoon and take a break. And I got about 41, 42 contacts, just a couple on 40 meters and a couple on 10 meters, a couple on 20, but 15 was booming all over Europe, especially Eastern Europe. Oh, my gosh. I mean, one after the other, Slovenia and Herzegovina and Lithuania and Greece and Ukraine and European Russia, all the Eastern European countries, and then, of course, France, Great Britain, Germany, the Western Europe, but got a few in the Caribbean, but a lot of fun. Like I said, I just operated off and on for a few hours. I still got 41 contacts and on sideband, so it was a lot of fun. The band, 15 meters would come and go, but it was most of the time, about 80% of the time, I was getting 5.9s all over the place. 20% of the time, I was getting maybe 5.6, 5.7 RS contacts. But it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. But that's about it for me on this end. Not much else going on. It's only Monday. We got a few things. My wife and I got going on this week, we'll conquer that when we get to it. This will be my one and done, Ron. So I'm just going to say 73 to everyone, and hope everyone has a good week. Vinny, EUI. Good night.
All right, Tom. Thanks for all the information and that. And just got some contacts in on the weekend. I just now looked at my ARRL calendar sitting here, and I said, there was a contest. But fortunately, again, all these honeydew projects. So next weekend, Saturday, weather as of right now looks good. I'm supposed to have a ride with one of my motorcycle groups, the first one of this year for our lunch runs. So we'll see where they're going to take us. Right now the vote is to go to Lucky Steakhouse down in Davidson. So I got a friend that moved back into the area. He's out in Essexville right now. So hopefully I can get him to come along with me. We'll meet out there on M15 someplace and head down to Davidson for the lunch run. So that's planned for Saturday. And then it's back on the floors again. Next part of the project is to take care of some of the nail holes and things like that, get the cracks filled and all of that. And once that's done, rent the finish sander and get the floor in the finish mode at least. And then we'll be ready to get the sealer and the top coat done here. So, long time coming. It's just a little here and a little there. That's all I can do. All right, hey, KPR, you're up next, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Bob.
Good evening, Ron. Everyone else on the net. Yeah, I was listening to Tom with the stations he contacted and whatnot, but it seems like every time I get on HF bands, it's is dead. I was down here on and off during the day. You know, I get too hot outside. I come down here to the shack and see what's on POTA. I think I made one contact today. That was it. Really couldn't hear anything. And that's the first contact I made. And I made one contact back on 7-Eleven. One contact there, and then I had before that was 621. I made a contact. So yeah, the HF bands have not been very, very good lately. At least not for POTA. Camping. I was going up north, for what was it? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and come home Sunday. I got tired of being hot up there. The electrical isn't the greatest up there, so they advise people only use the air conditioning if you have to and if you're in your trailer. So I says, well, let's just get out of here. Let's go home. And what else? The garden, well, it's coming. tell Liz, getting so much rain, it's, I can't road it tell her because it's just too muddy. We'll get some more rain tonight too, I guess, so. And I had to, thunderstorms are rolling through here about 5 a.m., and I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot to unplug my antennas, or unplug the radios from the antenna. So I ran down here and did that, and I got to remember to do that again tonight before I go to bed. So, that's it for this round, right? Back to net, this is NEKPR.
All right, Bob, yeah, the thunderstorm this morning woke me up, too. I heard the thunder rolling, and then I'm thinking, oh, great, they must have put in the windows, and now it's raining out, and lightning and thunder. Of course, everything was light in the room because we had all the window treatments down, so nothing blocking the light. So lightning was nice and bright in the room as well. So, oh, well, we'll contend with that. Also, just FYI, overnight, there still is a slight risk for severe thunderstorms along and south of the I-69, primarily, marginal risk for the areas to the north. So slight for 69 south and marginal into our areas, primarily 60-mile-an-hour winds. Heavy rain, flooding are also possible. So overnight here up until about 8 a.m. is our hazardous weather outlook. So just be aware of that. Disconnect your antennas as far as that. Take them offline, and that's a good practice at least. So little FYI for tonight. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, gotcha. Rick, any other check-ins for the net?
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, we'll continue on down the list. K8PAZ, stand by Rick. Good evening, Benny.
Well, good evening. KC8YVF, this is K8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here tonight. Some of them left, but anyway, at least they checked in and had a good time. But other than that, yeah, I've been staying inside and staying cool. Yeah, the storm woke me up too, but I just turned over and went right back to sleep. So anyway, I got up about 5:30, so I usually get up between 5:30 and 6 every day. But other than that, like I say, I got one little cherry tomato off of my plant, and I ate that. The rest of them are very small, but they're coming along, and cucumbers are coming along, but still very small. This is KD8PAZ, KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, yeah, I had my alarm set for 6 o'clock since they were supposed to come at 8, and we still had some things to do around the house. But, yeah, the thunder woke me up early, so I was awake at 5:30. So I grabbed my phone, looked at the weather report, looked at the radar, and said, oh, crap, this ain't going to be good. But it did clear up about 10 o'clock and turned out to be a decent afternoon other than it been hot out. And my garden's finally starting to take off. I've done a couple of fertilizations with just some liquid fertilizer. I did, things are going, so I'm just finally getting some things. I got some green beans growing, I see. I've had a couple of cucumbers, as you said, small ones off the plant. I had a cheater tomato plant. I've got a couple of tomatoes off that, and a couple of the other plants' tomatoes have got tomatoes as well. So we're coming along. I got leaf lettuce. I got to get out there and cut. I haven't had time, but that's got to be done. And so we're coming along at least on it. It's just kind of slow this year. I'm not sure. It's been definitely getting enough rain. Been warm enough. Been getting enough sun. So it just finally looks like it's taken off. All right, Dave was in and out. We're down to Rick, KC8VOA, and then we'll do another check. Go right ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. Hopefully everybody is doing well and surviving the heat. And, yeah, the rain was much needed. We needed that rain today here. I don't know about out to the east. We've had a lot more rain out that way. The garden has come along. I've had my bout with Japanese beetles. I ended up having to get out the Malathion and spraying the Malathion to knock some of those down. Hopefully I can go back and start using neem oil again, cold pressed neem oil, and be able to manage from there. It's also time to start spraying for fungal diseases and stuff. And I need to mix up some baking soda and some castile soap and start spraying. Probably going to be Wednesday or Thursday before I start that program. So other than that, it's been going well. I did do Bluetooth proxy with an EST32 room today. I had a problem with one of my temperature sensors out in the garage. It was not reading and getting into the house like it's supposed to. So by using the Bluetooth proxy, it was able to go ahead and send that further. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KCEOA to KCYPF.
All right, Rick. Yeah, sounds good. I know some of the bugs have got into my cabbage plants, my Brussels sprouts, but they've seemed to have come back a little bit. The bottom leaves are gone, but those aren't needed really in the first place. I'll be taking, once they start getting a little bigger, I'll be taking those bottom leaves off so that the production goes into the fruit, not into all the leaves itself. So we're coming along. I'll do some more fertilization possibly this week. I'm trying to do it every 10 to 14 days, give them a little boost here with the Miracle-Gro and see how that's doing there. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. This is KC8YVF for the Savara Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, it'll be a short 73 run. KC8SDL, you're up, followed by NAKPR. Good evening again, Rob.
Hey, guys, ready? You got KC8YVF in the group. Kill Charlie 8-3-0-3-1. Okay, very good, Ron. Good to hear you again this evening. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, yeah, the Kidwood is alive and well. Thanks to KE8EHA Ray and Saginaw. He came over a couple Sundays ago, and we took it apart. Wasn't too much damage in there, you know. It kept over there before the day of field, or day before field day. So I got lucky. The only thing I got to get for it is a microphone jack for it, but it'll probably there was able to jerry-rig the one on there right now. So I got one ordered, and we'll get that when it shows up. We'll get that put in. So, but yes, the camera has got his mighty voice back, and. Matter of fact, before the net tonight, I worked the Gator Net on 7255 and worked my buddy in New York and my buddy in Pennsylvania and my buddy in Ohio. So the old kid was doing a good job. Pretty happy about that. Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah, like I said to the museum there, it was nice that Mike stopped by and see us there on the 5th of July. All right, then. Other than that, yeah, again, I'm getting ready for the show up here at West Red Pioneer Power. Yeah, I've been watching the weather. It might rain a little bit. It's not really a washout day Wednesday afternoon, which is good because I want to go up there, set up not in the rain. I've sat up in the rain like field day. I've sat up in the rain. I've taken down the field in the rain and field day. And hopefully the show here, we don't have all that rain. But that will be kind of cool in some of the evenings up there, which is kind of nice. So, okay, Ron, you have a good week, and you take care. We'll catch you next weekend, hopefully, and we'll go over next Monday. We'll go from there. KCYVF, KCSL, SCL, Severies, Ron. Over.
All right, Rob. You have a good week, and we'll hopefully talk to you next week. Bob, NAKPR, you're up, followed by Minnie. Good evening again, Bob.
NAKPR. I was in another room. I had something in my hands. I had to drop it. By getting in there, okay, Brent?
All right. I think Bob had something else he had going on there. We'll come back to him here in a short. We'll go on to Minnie and then see if he's done then. So, KD8PAZ, go right ahead.
Well,
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8DAZ. Not much south going on. I got water coming tomorrow from Shea, so other than that, not too much. Got some bills I got to pay, but I have them every month, so eventually I hope I get some of them paid off or I won't have to have them anymore. Anyway, this is KD8DAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Benny, yeah, that's a good thing. I just happened, since I had to clean out the office here, get things away from the window, I had a stack of papers and other things that were in boxes and stuff, so kind of went through those as I started to put the room back together tonight, and I'm not sure why it's not in the safe. I didn't have it, but it was a payoff notice for the house for the mortgage, so that was a nice thing to get rid of. That was back 5 years ago that we got it paid off, so... I said that was nice. Those are nice things to pay off, those type of things, or car payments and those other things to get rid of. That's for sure. All right, NAKPR, are you back there yet? Go right ahead if you are.
Yeah, we're back. I was in the middle of something and it come around quicker than I thought it was going to. But anyways. Yeah, that's about it. I just got to remember to unplug everything tonight before I go to bed, and thanks for doing the net, Ron. Enjoy your scooter ride this weekend. It looks like it's going to be nice out for that, nice and cool. Or not, it'll be comfortable, put it that way. But with that said, everybody have a great evening.
Repeater Saginaw.
Control, this is NAKPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, I got an ice cream ride tomorrow night with my old Goldwing group. So they sent up on Facebook that they're going to do right. We meet at the McDonald's up in Auburn, and then we head out in some direction to an ice cream shop to have ice cream. So if it's nice tomorrow, they're headed out to a shop that I've never been to before. It's out on Meridian Road and Gordonville Road, basically right there. So head out there. So if I have enough time afterwards, I'm going to continue on. Good road to ride is West Pine River Road. It zigzags through out toward the east and ends up out to St. Louis, 46. So I don't go quite that far out. I go out to just past Merrill it goes out to, and then I hop on one of the back roads, and I think it's Getty's Road or something, and then I'll head back east into Saginaw. So hoping to be able to make that. I really haven't been on the bike at all other than to ride it to work and back, which is an 18-mile round trip. And normally I go out and take about a 30-mile trip after dinner almost every night, and I haven't even had time to do that this year. So very limited bike time. So tomorrow get an ice cream ride in, and then one on Saturday. I'm hoping everything stays together. So, all right, we're down to Rick, KC8VOA. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening again, Ron. And, yes, I'm hoping for nice weather this weekend. We are tent camping this weekend, so definitely hoping for some nice weather. Family camping, which we try and do once a year at least, with all the family members getting together and going camping. So... other than that, there's been little things. I still haven't got my antenna and my repeater up yet for mesh tactic. And I want to continue on getting that done. There's been too many other things getting away. So I still have a mess out in the driveway. It's covered up with a tarp that I need to get packed up and put away and so forth. So that's not going to happen tonight, though. It's going to stay tarped up for the night. Other than that, not a whole lot new going on here. So we'll send it back to you. KCBOA 73, everybody. Back to KCYVF.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I ordered me another Helltech board from the same company I got it from before. They listed it as being in stock. So I've got those cases that... Clinton made for me, and I took a look at them over the weekend, and one of the boards 3D printed that he had, it looks like it'll work. It's got all the things to hold the Helltech board in place, and when I looked at the second one, the little arch-shaped part of it that holds the board in place is missing on the second mount. So there's nothing to hold the board in place, so that one's not going to work. But I ordered another one. It was said it was in stock. I got it from Amazon, and I get a notice that said, yeah, it should arrive sometime late August. So I'm not happy with that one. For an item that is in stock, why it is not going to be shipped until basically the 26th to 30th of August. So we're over almost a month and a half away before I get that board. This is one I'm going to put in the van. I already have a 3 dB antenna, magnet mount antenna up there, and I'm going to be powering off an USB, so it will be powered up when you turn the vehicle on and powered off when you turn it off. So that's the plan at least. But yeah, I'm not happy with that one. I ordered a couple other parts too that also were in stock and are not going to ship until that time period. So we'll see if that gets updated. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Do I have any rechecks or other information for the net?
KCBUA.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
What is it, the main body for the LTEC you need? And is it a GPS unit or a non-GPS unit?
No GPS. This one's just that little Helltech V3 board, you know, the $28 board with the antenna mount and the antenna net. I don't need the antenna, but I do need the SMA connector net to go into the case. So we'll wait for it. I still got two that I've got. I was just going to use this one and keep the other ones for other purposes. So to run it for right now, I've got one to put in the vehicle. But this was going to be the permanent mount and get Velcroed in there and that so that I had it. But so no big deal waiting for it. It was just kind of surprised me that it came back with that type of shipping date when I could see if it was out of stock, but it wasn't. So we'll wait and see. We're good on it otherwise. So any other comments or questions for the net?
Nothing away.
Go ahead, Rick.
Tomorrow and Wednesday, I believe, are prime days, so you may be able to get a deal on it. I think I only paid just a little bit less than $23 for my last Helltech board. Back in that control. PC, enjoy.
Yeah, this was like, I think, $28 or something for the ones that I bought. I bought two others before. So, yeah, I have to check Prime, see what to say. And I also got confirmation. They're probably sold out now because I didn't buy one. But notified when the station G2 boards were in. So I got an email that said that they were in stock. So a little pricey on those. I'd like to kind of see how those would work, but looking at those are only good if they have to be powered. They're not really designed for battery use, so they take 12-volt power or USB, and there's a certain requirement for those. So it's designed for to be a good Rosine type of thing if you're going to power it up, but you'd have to get power to its location, at least 12 volt off in it. It'd be better if we had one of the WISE boards that you could do power over Ethernet and run a cable up that way. That I think that would work better. It's just a little lower power. This other board's got up from 0.36, I think, is its top output on it. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Tonight we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, have a safe night, everyone, and a good week.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.